Yes. Hey, Harry.
Call the resources meeting to order. In attendance, we have Representative Crawford, Elkins, Seaton, Co-Chair Samuels, and Ramirez. HB 251, for anybody online or in the audience, HB 251 will be heard on Wednesday. It was heard in Fisheries this morning. We had a few changes to make to that. So on the agenda today, we have HB 256 and SB 25. And we'll start with HB 256, an act naming the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery in Fairbanks. So Representative Ramirez.
256. Thank you.
Either one. Mr. Pound?
I'll certainly yield to the co-chair, but House Bill 256, for the record, my name is Jim Pound, staff to Representative Ramirez. House Bill 256 will provide statutory language for some intent language that we have in a fish hatchery bill. The name of the Fairbanks Fish Hatchery, the Ruth Barnett Sport Fish Hatchery. Ruth Barnett is the former mayor of Fairbanks. She passed away about 2 years ago. She was a former staff member also to Senator Ted Stevens, and through her association, she was able to secure $10 million in federal funding for the fish hatchery, also chose the site for the Fairbanks Fish Hatchery. We feel that it should only be fitting that after working so hard to make this dream come true, that it should be named after her, and we would appreciate your support, and I'll be glad to answer any questions if I can.
Okay. For the record, we've been joined by Representatives Gatto and Olson also. Are there any questions on HB 256? Anybody else online wishing to testify on HB 256? Anybody else in the audience?
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to talk on this just for a moment to have it on the record. I'd just like to read for the benefit of committee from a memorandum from Catherine Dodge, who does our Arters work and works for Borough Mayor Whitaker. For the Fairbanks North Star Borough in a report that was prepared in March of last year that the fish hatchery in Fairbanks accomplishes many of our community economic development goals. It'll diversify and expand our economy. It'll add some high-quality jobs. It'll improve our quality of life by providing additional opportunities for K through 12 students to participate in the sciences, additional facilities to conduct important research for the university, and a better tourist experience. So clearly, then, this is a project worth the support of the state of Alaska, and of course in very endearing to the interior delegation and the community of Fairbanks. As this fish hatchery becomes a reality, we're very excited about having the opportunity to name it the Ruth Burnett Sport Fish Hatchery. I knew the Burnett family since I was a child, and Ruth Burnett, who passed away from cancer, as Jim Pound indicated, helped to generate a lot of interest for this fish hatchery and $10 million in federal funds from Senator Stevens, who she worked with right until she was taken from us. So the family supports this, and we think it's a terrific first start down the eventual road of having a sport fish hatchery in the Fairbanks community. So I thank the committee for its indulgence, and I would ask for your support for this naming bill.
Then?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would move HB 256 with zero fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Any objection to moving 256 out of committee? Hearing none.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Cody.
Thank you, Mr. Pound.
Thank you.
Next up, we have SB 25, an act relating to labeling and identification of genetically modified fish and fish products. A couple people sign in, but go ahead.
Hi, my name is Paula Cadiente. I'm staff to Senator Kim Elton, and I'm presenting this bill on behalf of Senator Elton and Gary Stevens, who are co-prime sponsors. The bill is straightforward. It requires genetically modified finfish or shellfish sold in Alaska to be identified on the label if sold at the retail level. These fish are also called frankenfish. It's a work product of the Joint Legislative Salmon Industry Task Force, comprised of legislators and fish industry representatives, chaired by Senator Ben Stevens. Genetically modified fish are those fish whose genetic structure have been altered at the molecular level by means not naturally possible. Right now, at the retail level, only one product, a glow-in-the-dark aquarium fish, is approved for sale in the U.S., but an application is pending before the FDA for GM farmed fish for human consumption. Atlantic salmon are expected to be the first species slated for genetic modification, but catfish, tilapia, and others would follow close behind. In addition, a U.S.-Canadian firm wants to produce GM Atlantic salmon for human consumption and to sell eggs to other farms, fish farmers around the world. They are looking at Nova Scotia salmon farms. Regardless of pending decisions by regulators in the U.S. and Canada, it is not reasonable to expect that other farmed fish producers in other jurisdictions will keep GM fish off the market. The allure of fast grow-out times for their farmed product is too economically enticing. As Alaskans, we can make sure the Alaska consumers will be able to make informed purchase decisions at retail in Alaska. An ancillary benefit is that required labeling allows marketers of Alaska seafood products to draw a bright line between wild and natural and industrial fish produced for human consumption. Included in your packets is information that speaks to human consumption concerns, the risks frankenfish pose to other fish if they escape their net pens, and other potential risks. Thanks for your attention, and I'll try to answer any questions you might have.
Are there any questions? Representative Gatto.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. Page 4, line 5. I think I understand, quite frankly, what your intents are. But as soon as you use the word not possible, I think you mean very unlikely or only with great difficulty or only in the most extraordinary circumstances. But all of those things that you mentioned under there have happened in the past over long eons of time, or we wouldn't have these different variations of a similar kind of fish. So if you're happy, I'm happy with not possible, but I'd like you to consider that almost nullifies the remainder of the paragraph.
Well, I think that not possible under natural conditions just means not done in laboratory.
I'm okay if you want to leave it that way. Okay. I just want to call your attention to that someone who was trying to get around this, mm-hmm. and you went to a court, and a judge would say, is there a single case, a single one, where this has ever been found to occur in nature, you would lose the fight. So I'll just leave it out. I'm not going to propose an amendment. Just a conversation.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Then we'll go to the audience. Alice Otteson McKean.
Hey.
Welcome, Alice.
Thank you. My name is Alice Otteson McKean. I'm a 7th grade lifelong junior resident at Zontakini Middle School. I'd like to thank the Senate for letting me express my opinion about SB 25, and I'm here to testify in favor of labeling genetically modified fish. And so if they were put on the market, I know that I personally would want to know truthfully what I am eating. Genetically modified fish have much higher mercury levels and don't even seem to taste as good. So I want to know that the fish I'm getting is freshly caught, not farmed. The FDA's failure to require labeling of genetically altered foods is effectively restricting Americans from exercising the right and subjects individuals to foods they have sound reasons to avoid. FDA policy thus appears to violate the First Amendment of the Constitution, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, which requires that added substances to food be labeled and mandates disclosure of material facts. And that was quoted from the Alliance for Biointegrity statement in a lawsuit filed against the DFA by 9 scientists and 12 religious leaders. And I was mainly just thinking that why not label them? because everybody wants to know what's in their food. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for Alice? Representative Ramirez.
Yes, Alice, how do you feel about three-eyed fish?
They're weird.
Thank you.
Is that all?
Any questions? Thank you very much for taking your time to come here.
Okay, thank you for letting me testify.
Jerry?
I can't do much better than this.
No, you can't.
You can't.
I think you probably heard everything on the bill. My name is Jerry McKeon. I represent United Fishermen of Alaska, and you probably all read this article this morning, and it was in the Anchorage Daily News and the New York Times, April 10th, where distributors and retailers don't know the difference between farmed and wild, or when they get it in the box, let alone in the store. So I think it's in the consumers and in the public's interest to have labeling laws in the state and in the federal arena, so you know what you're buying when you buy it, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Jerry? Representative Ramirez.
Sir, how do you feel about three-eyed fish?
Haven't seen any, don't want to catch any, and hope we don't catch any in the future, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? All right, thanks. Is there anybody else online that wants to testify on SB 25? Anybody else in the audience? No? Will of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move SB 25 from committee with individual recommendations. That fiscal note.
Any objection to that? Hearing none, SB 25 is moved. And 251, we're holding over until Wednesday's meeting. And we'll try to get, if we have a CS or amendments, we'll try to get them to everybody as soon as we get them. And with that, we're adjourned.